Westfield College News. Principal Mary Stocks, St. Peter's Hall, Oxford. Shortly after our arrival in Oxford in 1939, a Scottish night was held. It involved kilts, haggis, veals, play, and Miss Knight as Wee MacGregor walked away with the last. College dances take place each year. During the first of our time at Oxford, the principal was warned of the possible insolidarity of guests. Behaviour of guests was above reproach, and four male gatecrashers, one drunk, were ejected by the principal. In 41, the college dance was a pretty sight, unadulterated by drunks and gatecrashers. But too much visiting of students' rooms, especially between 11:15 p.m. and midnight, steps had to be taken to prevent recurrence of this practice. The following year, elaborate precautions were taken against gatecrashers at the college dance, and rightly, for the Oxford and Cambridge rugby teams, fresh from an afternoon match, roamed the city in search of mischief. Other events also provided amusement for staff and students alike. In June 1940, staff weighed in with a flippant and scantily rehearsed variety to entertain the finalists. One still wonders if the principal's dignity has quite survived her appearance in trousers and a beard as Jonah emerging from the whale. And at the end of that June, 7 days after the fall of France, the Westfield College Association's annual gathering took place in spite of all prognostications, with large attendance at Saturday evening's banquet. Toasts were proposed and drunk to the new graduates and the college. Superb weather prevailed throughout, with much satisfaction expressed, and the whole affair regarded as one in the eye for Hitler.